It's episode 94, and we've got plugins for getting cooking, getting users out of core WordPress functions, making announcements, Facebook comments, custom logins, and social login sharing. It's the show with 95 tabs open and can't quite figure out where that sound's coming from. It's WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to another fine, fantabulous, wonderful show. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Just closed five tabs. I think I found where the sound is. Nice.
Yeah, you gotta love when that happens. It's not uncommon for me to go, wait a minute, where am I at? I have to scroll back and forth across my Firefox.
Yeah, it's the worst.
So welcome back, everyone.
A lot going on this week.
Oh, yeah. It's been busy as hell. I had a wonderful Saturday. I went to do something quite simple, and I actually run a server in my office for my local network, and I thought, oh, I'll just do this one simple task, and I crashed my server, and it was the first time I ever had to use my backup that I had created for my server. I'd set the backup up ages ago and forgot that it was still making backups regularly, and thank God it was, because otherwise it's actually a Windows server, and I had broke the Active Directory, and I had to Active Directory, and there's no way to do it except from backup. Backup again.
That's right, and store the backup somewhere else, not on the same system that could crash.
No, the backup was stored on a remote drive. I actually forgot it was still there.
Perfect.
But it was a current backup. It was only a day old, and it was still good. So
great.
All went well. Excellent. Although I did mess up the email. But okay. Anyway, what have we got? A little bit of reminders. Don't forget, podcasts be found on website, WP Plugins A to Z, Stitcher Radio. You can go check it out there. Download the app from our website with the link. Don't forget us on iTunes, too.
Absolutely. Looking for even more help in iTunes as far as reviews, and on Stitcher, if you want to leave us some feedback there as well. Give us a nice thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe to the show. I am a big fan of Stitcher, and more, I seem to be listening to the different shows on it. So it's got a really nice search mechanism as far as finding related shows. And it seems to find all of the ones that I like in common with this show anyway. So give those two a try. And if you like the show, be sure and provide us some good feedback.
Excellent. And a little bit of self-promotion for ourselves, and I've pretty much brought my self-promotion down to WordPress emergency support, folks. I provide that whenever anything happens, a white screen of death, if you make an error while editing your file online and all of a sudden you're locked out of your website, you know, my phone number is right up there in the corner of my website. Pick it up. I do answer my phone within reasonable working hours, sometimes after hours, but give me a call. I might be able to help you out. Or go to my website, wppro.ca/emergency, for quick tips on how to get yourself back online.
And I can't tell you how valuable that type of stuff is. If you're facing that white screen of death and you really need to get some support quick and fast and easy, that's definitely a way to do it. Well, you can also talk to me via phone. I have a new phone consultation service that I'm doing through the Clarity FM platform. It's really easy if you need any kind of help, whether it be related to WordPress or podcasting, SEO or affiliate marketing, just general marketing. I definitely have expertise in all of those areas. And if you'd like to get access to me, just go to marcuscouch.com/call and you can set that right up on that page.
Yeah, and that's actually a pretty good service I'm looking into setting up for myself.
Great.
So I like that. But yes, and the emergency support's been very good. I've had lots of calls this last week. Seems people are breaking their websites.
There you go. And one other thing, just a little self-promotion. I'm going to be later today recording with my friend Dave Jackson, who runs Weekly Web Tools, on his other podcast, which is The School of Podcasting. So those of you out there who may be curious as to how I got involved in podcasting even prior to joining John a year ago, I've been a podcaster for about 7 years, and you can listen to that show whenever Dave puts that out, and learn a little bit more about the roots of how I got started in podcasting, how I transitioned that over to WordPress and SEO and all the rest of the things that I do. So check out theschoolofpodcasting.com.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good podcast. I've listened to it a few times. Mm-hmm. All right, so one other thing I'm asking for out there to all our wonderful listeners, I am looking for a little help from y'all. Guest posting for Social Media Camp Victoria. And Social Media Camp Victoria is due to happen in the spring next year, and it's the largest social media camp in Western Canada. And of course, it's in the best city in Canada, of course, which is Victoria, BC. So if you want to make yourself a nice vacation trip, come visit us. But what I'm after is I'd like you all to go check out my articles I have up on there. I'm going to put a list of them here in the show notes to go link to. And while you're there, leave a comment on them. It seems they've made a contest with all of us guest posters that whoever can get the most comments and the most sharing of their articles can get what's known as the Platinum Pass to the show. And the Platinum Pass will get me into some nice VIP events, and I'd really like to attend a few of those. So looking for some help from everybody, please check it out, leave some comments. And they are articles specifically on WordPress and tips and tricks, and in particular, like the plugins I'm doing today are based on the articles I've written for them. There are some pretty extensive articles on how to use these plugins, not just my discussion of them. So please go over there and check it out.
Great. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to have to get up there and see you in Victoria.
Well, it's a wonderful city. I may be heading down south in the next year. My wife's looking at a marathon down that way.
Oh, good. Well, come on by. Well, one bit of news that I'd like to share is we normally, and we haven't talked about it lately, but interesting sites running WordPress. And I just learned of the RollingStones.com has just gone WordPress.
Sweet.
They've got their 50th anniversary tour that they're scheduling and booking dates all around the world. And I went onto the site just to learn about it. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. This is a plugin that I use. You know, I can't believe this. This is that event plugin I talked about. And so they've converted everything, even their old archives and all the other stuff that they've done is all WordPress based. So kudos to them. I can put them ahead of the Beatles now just because they run WordPress.
Sweet. Excellent. All right, so we also do have a little bit of listener feedback, and this is Danny. And so take it away, Danny, and let us what you have.
Hi, Marcus and John. It's Danny Mullen again from DannyMullen.net. Hey, I just had to disagree slightly on your guest the last podcast. He had said that having a VPS allows SSH access and SFTP. I tend to disagree because I'm on actually shared hosting, and I have SSH and SFTP capability. And he is right, it is a better method. However, I don't believe you need a VPS to do that. And trying to leave a comment on the actual WordPress page on the site, but I was having trouble, so I went ahead and submitted this audio comment. Thanks.
Sweet. Well, thank you, Danny. Well, at least we found a way to get people to leave comments. Have a messed up commenting system. Get us audio comments. I'll have to take a look at that. But as far as your other comment goes, Danny, the SFF and the SSH for servers, I myself actually have a small web hosting company. Well, it was decent sized at one time, but I scaled it back, and I still have clients out there, and on my shared hosting servers that I provide, I actually block the SSH access because it can be dangerous. Not every hosting company allows SSH access to their shared hosting users. SFTP, yeah, that's usually pretty standard. But I think what our guest in the last show or in the show for security was talking about in particular was with a VPS server, you have the security of knowing that you can go in there and do whatever you want, whenever you want, and you're not worried about having to share your information or share the access with others. That's my viewpoint on that. So, but thank you for the comments.
Yeah, thank you. And, John, yeah, disable all the comments. Make everybody send SpeakPipe messages. That's actually preferred content-wise for the show. I will tell you, I don't have a lot of activity as far as comments in the posts themselves, as far as, the different shows that we record. So audio feedback is much more preferable to John and I, just so that we can interact and keep the entire community involved within the podcast. So yeah. Sorry about the loss of functionality, but your loss is our gain as far as show for the content, or content for the show, rather. So thank you.
Much appreciated. All right. So let's see, what else do we got? We got one other piece of interest.
Yeah, actually, it's a pretty big piece of news, John, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but now there is a review tab on WordPress.org.
Oh, I heard that was coming. I hadn't seen
it
yet.
Yeah, so now all the themes and plugins that are on the WordPress repository at WordPress.org have a review tab. So nice. Not a lot of reviews are out there right now. You are allowed to put actual HTML in your comments as well, so if you have any kinds of problems or anything like that, or you just want to reply to something and say, hey, you know, John and Marcus reviewed this on WordPressPluginsA2Z.com and here's the link, we wouldn't mind that either. That would be fine. But it is a great feedback mechanism that has been missing for many years, so I look forward to actually adding my perspective. And I hope you will as well, John, and we can kind of get the community going and help the developers to steer the direction of their plugins in the right way based on the feedback that we provide. So check it out, WordPress.org. Just tap the review tab on any plugin or theme.
No doubt. That must just went live within the last few days.
It did, this weekend.
Nice. All right. Well, that's pretty much all the gab we've got. So time to move it on into the fun part of the show. Let's head off. All right.
A little transition plug in. How we missed you. How we missed our...
It was only
3 weeks
episode.
Without it.
It wasn't that long.
Okay.
No. That all, right. All right. So the first plugin I've gotten, and keep in mind, folks, I'm pretty certain I've reviewed these plugins before, but like I said, I just written complete articles on these plugins, and you can find it over at Social Media Camp Victoria, but I'm going to cover them over one more time here. So the first one I'm going to talk about here is SEO Facebook comments. And this one here has done some bits of improvement since the last time I talked about it. But this plugin here I've thoroughly enjoyed simply because of the fact that what it allows you to do is bring in Facebook comments from Facebook, integrate them into your website without the loss of all the SEO stuff when you use any other Facebook SEO commenting system. Because all the other ones basically do is they just iframe the Facebook comments on your site. So when people leave the comments, it's actually left on Facebook's page. And Facebook gets all the benefits. People can only see them on your website. What this one does is it actually integrates the comments into your database and then redisplays it on your website in Facebook style and with Facebook integration, but keeps them on your website as actual indexable and searchable content. So the search engines will search and read this content. It's not as easy to set up as all the others, but it's still really straightforward. And I just wrote a complete article on how to go through and set this plugin up and get it up. And I actually, while I was doing it, I installed it on a brand new website. It took me all of 15 minutes to get it up and running, complete and ready to go. And that was using a test Facebook account that required me to actually register that account as a developer and everything. So everything had to be done from scratch. So it was all, boom, real straightforward and simple. Plus, the plugin authors have done such a fantastic job of their documentation. They've even got links right in their documentation that lead you right off to the correct places of Facebook that tell you to create the Facebook app and everything else for it. So all in all, this is a really great plugin. It's been fantastic and straightforward. I've started to incorporate it on more and more of my websites because, let's face it, lots of people use Facebook and lots of people will comment if there's a Facebook box there. And it's straightforward. They don't have to deal with CAPTCHA or anything else. It auto-approves the comments if they're left via Facebook if you want, or you can make them manually approved. You know, but if they're using Facebook, why would you? So anyway, I highly recommend this plugin, and I recommend you go check it out. This plugin here gets what's known now as a 5-Dragon rating.
Interesting.
I mean, with its ease of use and what it does, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Does this... So this basically lets the user themselves log in via Facebook and then place their comment there, right?
Most people are generally logged in with Facebook all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And so what happens, they hit your page, they see the box, they can see their Facebook icon right there,
right,
ready to create a comment.
Huh.
I've actually carried on conversations with a couple of folks via this on my website.
Yeah, this seems very interesting that it slurps right back into your own WordPress database and not through Facebook, which is probably in the comment stream, if you were going to do it that way, a no-follow anyway.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of juice benefit from Google based on this. So, yeah. I'm curious to see how this looks from the user perspective when an actual user logs in and posts a comment. Where within Facebook does that ever get entered? Within their wall?
On the wall.
On their own personal wall?
On their wall, on your wall. It goes on both.
Ah, yeah. Wow. Boy, I've got some stuff I can try this out
with. Yeah, that's what I enjoyed most about it, is it puts it on my wall and their wall.
This is interesting. John, you just ruined my day as far as... Now I've got to stop everything and try this thing out on the project that I was trying to get working. Okay, well, let's transition. I'll shoot back over to my next plugin. This is called Apollo Bar. Now, I was on the hunt for something that I could put up at the top or the bottom of my WordPress installation that could kind of cycle through announcements. Initially, I wanted to put some testimonials and things like that up at the very top, but it just didn't seem to have enough room. So I tried this one, Apollo Bar. It was recently released, maybe about 10 days ago. It's got about 150 downloads. So they deem it as a really simple announcement and notification plugin. It uses custom post types, and you actually have your own editor. So it's not just dump some text into a little comment field and then it cycles through like a Hello Dolly style or something like that. This actually has some customizable colors. You can use HTML and embed images in this as well. You can use a custom logo up at the top. This is for what you'd see like on CNN for breaking news and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I did find, though, that it really... It had some limitations. It was supposed to be cycled through, and it did, but it didn't really lame. It didn't do like the great nice fades and transitions that I would like, or maybe, you know, slide the drawer up and back down, or you know, any of those kinds of jQuery effects. I also had problems using any kind of short code in it, which I wanted to use a short code to display a title that was like an RSS, like recent news, you know, and then go to the next one and show that recent news, like the most recent post out of that particular feed. It didn't have that kind of functionality. So for just kind of base announcements, I think this thing would be great. But for, you know, a hardcore kind of customized look that I was looking for, it just didn't do the job. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got some promise.
It's got some promise, and understand it's still in its early versions. It's only 10 days old. But these are the things that now that the review tab on WordPress.org is there, I can start to address some of these things.
Nice.
And perhaps the developer can fix them, you know, especially if you've got the ability to put HTML, then you can make your own screenshots and explanations and problems in that review tab. So I'm definitely going to participate in just about everything that we review on this show from now on as far as positives and negatives. Put it right in the repository.
No kidding. Okay, well, the next one I've got here is the social login, social sharing, and social commenting via user profile. data. And this plugin here, what I use it for and how I've used it on a couple of websites so far, actually I've used it on about three websites, is I use it to set up the website because it's a membership site, or it's a site that requires people to log in for sharing information or accessing certain aspects of the website. We wanted an easy way for people to access the website. And when you're setting up those websites, you always want to make it as easy as possible. You don't want to force people to have to create another account with another password that they got to remember. So what this plugin does is this takes away all of that problem for you. It's created by Login Radius, and what they've done is they allow you to set up this plugin, and it will allow you to connect your website to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Yahoo, and about a half dozen others of all the social media networks that people use. So that, you know, half the time people are logged into them anyway, they hit a spot, they just click a button and boom, they log into the website. The nice thing about this, unlike several of the other plugins that I looked at for doing this task, was that this plugin here collects the information from the user as they make their first login. It collects their username, it creates a username account in your website form, it collects their email address, and sets a password for them. And it does all that nice features with, of course, the user's permission, because they get a pop-up window that says we want your email address, is this okay? And of course they're gonna click it generally. And why I wanted to use that is one of the sites in particular, we run the email or the email newsletter directly off the site itself. So we wanted, when new users signed up, we wanted to give them the opportunity to set up and join the newsletter and be able to collect their email address, but we didn't want them to have to go through the hassle of entering it. And that's what this does for it, is this sets up and allows you to do that. Collect that information simply, straightforward, and with no effort whatsoever. It does require some time to set up this plugin. It is a free service for all the basic essentials. You can pay a premium price and get more stuff from Login Radius. But so far, the sites I've set it up on, we've been more than adequate with their free service that they offer. So all in all, this has been a very great plugin. It's kind of nice and slick. It adds all the little buttons right below the login for WordPress in the WordPress window, or the login screen. It puts all the buttons down below for you. So all they have to do is click their favorite button and poof, they log in. So check this plugin out. I can highly recommend it, although I only give it a 4 at this point in time. So nice rating of 4 for this one.
That's definitely cool. Yeah. That's another one I'm going to have to install on something on my personal site, actually, because there's some content that I'd really like to see some of that stuff get more social. So yeah. Definitely. Well, John, I've got a plugin that I'd like to bring called User Admin Simplifier, and to me this is something that Joomla 1.0 had, and it's finally about time that we get this. It basically lets any administrator simplify the WordPress admin interface on a per-user basis by turning specific menu sections off.
Oh, nice.
So, if you don't want someone with a particular user role or a particular user to have any plugin access or any settings access or even post access, perhaps you have just somebody who's an admin that has the role of maintaining your site, yet you don't really want them to play around with the actual posts, you can set that kind of thing up. The one thing about this, even though I will use this on a lot of different client sites now just to take away what they shouldn't be messing with, which is themes and plugins and widgets and things like that, I did not find the ability to limit someone to only specific categories or post types, which would be great if you could have someone have the user role to be able to post, but it automatically went into a specific category. It does not do that. And for that reason, I gave this only a 4 out of 5. Otherwise, if you don't care about that sort of functionality, I'm sure this would be one of those 5 out of 5 plugins for you. Unfortunately, that was the one thing I was looking for. So It did everything but the one thing I needed. I will talk to the developer and see if that's something that they can incorporate into future versions of the plugin. But in the meantime, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I think that is what I've been looking for some time, where I've tried all the other different methods of creating user roles to limit them and everything else. So,
because basically, this does a really nice job.
Yeah, all I've ever wanted to do was lock them out of themes, plugins, widgets, you know, the usual.
Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah, this is absolutely perfect for that. You can completely get rid of the appearance tab. You can get rid of the links tab. You can get rid of user setup so that they don't have any access to anything like that. So this is a very good limiter as far as user admin goes. But again, it just didn't have that one piece that I needed.
That's one that I'm going to actually apply to a site that I'm just finishing today. Sweet.
All right.
All right. So the last one I've got today, and this one here, the previous one I talked about, the social login, and this one here are in the same article over on social media camp. So go check them out, because they both, these two, tie hand in hand. This one here is called Custom Login, and what I'm using is what's called the Custom Login Lite version. They have a paid version which gives you a little bit more tweaking ability. But of course, as everyone knows, that login screen for WordPress is, well, pretty bland, for lack of a better word. And for the most part, it's not an easy thing to manually edit up to make it look like the rest of your website and give it a nice clean appearance so that, you know, it looks like your site and doesn't look like WordPress. Because as much as we love WordPress, we still like to hide the fact that we're using WordPress for some reason. So anyway, this one here, it's actually it's relatively recently updated, so it's a great plugin, but it's been downloaded 128,000 times. So it's really decent, straightforward. What it does is it allows you to change that login screen with custom background colors. You can put custom graphics in the background. You can change the header with a custom header, or just change it with a custom color, or put in a custom logo for it. If you're so inclined and you love CSS and HTML, you can go in there and tweak the whole thing with your own custom CSS and custom HTML for the entire page. So you can just tweak it to your heart's content. This is the free version, and the paid version allows you a few other enhancements and tweaks to it, which I haven't got to trying yet, but they do look pretty beneficial. But so far I've used it on several websites, and in particular the two I just recently finished, I made the login screens for the people who have to log in look just like the website, so they don't realize that they've just bounced around. They go from a really nice design site to a really nice design login back to the site. So I like this one. It's a great plugin. Again, I give it a nice 4 rating, and I highly recommend checking it out if you've been looking for a very easy and simple way to change your WordPress login.
Yeah, and boy, by custom, they're not kidding. You can even get down to the border and shadow color.
Oh yeah,
of the actual box for logging in.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've done that on a couple of them. I just went nuts on one site there, and I tweaked the border and shadow and bounced it out and just made it. It's really cool. There's a couple of screenshots in this article, so make sure you check out the articles.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool. I'm definitely going to use that. Well, John, I have a small site that I've always wanted to start playing around with that has to do with recipes. And this one is actually a wing of a restaurant site that I help out with. And I found this plugin called Kitchen Bug. Now, Kitchen Bug is deemed as the ultimate tool for food bloggers, providing full recipe nutritional analysis, rich snippet compliance, unit conversion, and more. So basically what this plugin is you install the plugin and you have to register with kitchenbug.com. That's the people that put this out. But what it is you enter a recipe into a system and tell it how many servings that each recipe will yield, and you can put your measurements in either US standard, which is, you know, X amount of cups of this and blah blah blah, or you can get down to metric and use the metric equivalents. It will transcribe between the two, and here's the great thing, is once you get the recipe published onto a particular post, it will then go into KitchenBug's database and figure out the nutritional value of that particular recipe based on the ingredients that you put in. So it will tell you how much fat is in each serving and how many calories in each serving and all that automatically for you. So it figures all that stuff out. It also does some SEO functionality behind the scenes. It can do also customizable design as far as your CSS and such. But it also does scaling, which is, if I had a recipe that had 10 servings on it and I only really wanted to make 4 servings, I could put in on the website as an end user 4 servings and it would scale it back down, just like allrecipes.com or some of these real higher end sites. And now the really great thing about it that I really liked was the printing ability that this plugin brings too. You can get a couple of different settings as far as how you want to print it. If you want to print it so that they can cut it out and put it on a recipe card and keep it in a card box, you can do it that way. They can get a full printout on a full page, and it scales up the type so that it fits the whole thing and it's not just this tiny little thing printed on there. So I thought this was a really great plugin, and anybody who's a foodie out there who wants to either, you know, archive grandma's old recipes onto their own personal site, or, you know, any kind of sharing that they want to do in conjunction with, you know, perhaps you want to use the Instagram plugin that we talked about last week and post the photo to it as well. Great way to do it. So Kitchen Bug gets a 4 out of 5 for me. I would have given it a 5, except I always take a point away if there's any external sign up that's required, but otherwise Kitchen Bug has definitely got a place within my site structure, so I give it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. I'm gonna have to check that one out. That might be that might be usable on the one website I work on for my client who does cooking videos.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd be a great solution.
All right. Well, that's pretty much everything we've got today, folks. Just the usual reminders. Don't forget, drop in at iTunes. Give us a rating. Drop in at blueberry.com. Give us a rating. We want you over at VOA and Stitcher Radio, especially on Stitcher Radio, since for some reason I'm really enjoying Stitcher Radio. I don't know why.
Yeah, that seems like more of like the old handheld transistor radio days.
I think they might have found themselves a really good formula. They're not that old a company, but they're doing very fast, moving very fast.
Definitely.
All right, and future podcasts. Well, this has been episode 94, and we've only got 5 more to 100, so we've got some really great stuff that's going to be happening for 500. Number 100. Get my brain in gear. Well, 500 will come eventually. We'll eventually get there, but... Anyway, 100, we're going to do some great things for 100, just because I originally never thought I would actually make it to 100, but, well, we're almost there. So
almost.
Make sure you tune in for it. If you got any ideas or things you would like to throw our way, feel free to toss them our way.
Yeah, except for doing 100 plugins in the 100th show.
Not going to happen.
Hours.
not going to happen. Not unless we just sat down and read through them at a
that's
speed
a boring
reading.
Show.
Yeah, no. We're going to make it kind of interesting. Maybe pull in little tidbits here and there of, you know, things we've done.
Absolutely.
So you can contact me the usual places. You can get me on my website, johnoverall.com, WordPress emergency support, wp.pros. WPPro.ca/emergency, and on Twitter, WPPro.ca/Twitter, Facebook, same thing, WPPro.ca/Facebook, or email me, John@WPPro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch, and consulting calls, MarcusCouch.com/call.
And that's all we've got for you, folks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!